Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
We've had so much fun with our casting call and all the different messages that we've heard the last few weeks, and it's all about having a December to remember. I mean, this can be such a busy time, and we can, if we're not careful, today's the 10th. Don't panic. Today's the 10th. And so Christmas is coming, and we want to make sure that we keep the focus on Jesus. We want to make sure that we take time to have a December to remember. And the only way that we're going to do that is if we make it not all about the traditions of Christmas, which are great. How many love having a Christmas tree and all those great things? And we were so blessed the other day. I got home, and there's this giant box in the house, and I was like, what is this? And Scott's like, I thought you ordered it. And I was like, no, I don't know what it is. So we open it up, and it's giant, beautiful, real wreath. It was so beautiful. It's such a thoughtful gift. And I thought, oh, this is great. So, you know, we're hanging it on the front door, and it looks like a Hallmark card now on my front door. It's so pretty. And, you know, that's the traditions of Christmas. Those are beautiful things, and they're fun to have, and it's great. But we don't want to get away from the true meaning of Christmas. Amen? And that means that we need to make sure that we always have Jesus in the center, and we take time to remember. So ever since the first week before Thanksgiving, I've just been encouraging everyone to set time aside. How many know if you don't set time aside, it won't happen? It will not happen, because things always, I don't know, it's just the world that we live in. But when we say, oh, you know, I want to pray and I want to spend time with God, and it's like the day just bulldozes through those plans, and next thing you know, the day is done, and none of the things that you wanted to do spiritually have happened. And so we need to make sure that we set that time aside and say, you know what, this time, this mark on our calendar. And you know, with Scott and I, December is a very busy time. And last night, you know, and is he in here? Can we talk about him? He's not here. We'll talk about Scott. He's not in here. But you know, Scott is not the best with calendars. And so last night I got the calendar out again, and I was like, you know, babe, this is December, you know, this is what's going on. And he's like, what is this? And I'm like, that's our family Christmas party that we have every single year. He's like, what is this? But you know, the thing about it is, if we don't do those things, then we're not going to have those things. We need to be intentional with how we want this time to be. Amen? And today, I want to talk to you guys about something, and I think it's going to be great. I believe it is. It's a message on my heart, and it's talking about Mary, if I can get my computer to work here. And really, it's called When Plans Change. Hello. How many know plans change sometimes? Yeah, that happens. Things change, stuff happens, and when we're talking about Christmas, and maybe last year you look back and you think, you know, that was this Christmas, and we want to make some changes this Christmas. Amen? Or maybe life has changed. You know, there's a lot of people, I know in my family, last year, the day after Christmas, we had a tragic loss in our family. It was unexpected. It was tragic. It's horrible. And so now as we come to Christmas this year, a lot of those same memories come back. And you know, and so a lot of us here today, maybe this Christmas, there's going to be a place setting at the table where someone was sitting last year, but they won't be there this year. And so life changes. How many had some big changes in 2017? I'm sure we all have, you know, some big, some small, some unexpected, some expected. But, you know, change happens, right? Change happens. And when you think about with Mary and Joseph, think about Mary, like with the song. You know, we all know that song. I heard so many of you singing it. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? And sometimes we're in a place in our lives and we have no idea what is coming, but God has come in and God has changed our lives. Yeah. God has moved us in a different direction. Some things have happened. And think about Mary. I mean, whose life changed more than Mary's, right? I mean, think about her. Sometimes we think, oh, Mary. Mary was a teenage girl and she was engaged to Joseph. And all of a sudden, an angel comes and says, hey, Mary, you're going to give birth to the Savior of the world. I mean, talk about a change, right? You think you've had change. You haven't seen anything compared to Mary, right? And think about the time that she lived in. So here she is, this big change in her life, and the angel comes and the angel tells her that. And I always respect Mary's faith so much. She had such great faith. I mean, I'm sure it took a, you know, the Bible says she had doubt, she had disbelief, she was in amazement. A lot of emotions are going to come when an angel comes and tells you, hey, your life is going to change forever, right? I mean, a lot of stuff's going to happen. But she received it and she said, according to your word, let it be done. So then we remember that part, but you know, for 9 months, for approximately, you know, 9 months, that's how long it takes to have a baby, right? For 9 months, here she is in the small town that she lived in. She's an unwed mother in a time when, hello, that would be really awkward. So then there, she's in this position, and we have to remember that people haven't really changed that much. People can be cruel. People can be mean, and people can not understand what's happening. Can you imagine what people probably said to her when she would tell, when they would say, oh, Mary, you know, we know what you've been doing. And she'd be like, oh, no, no, this is God's child, right? This is God's child. I've never been with a man. This is God's. People are probably like, okay, Mary, all right, you know. And I'm sure that she was bullied. She was probably picked on, but yet she persevered, obviously. And then, right before she's going to give birth, she has to ride a donkey. I mean, I can imagine any women in here that have been pregnant, you're kind of like, that is not what I want to do when you're that close to giving birth. She has to ride a donkey to another town, and then they get there. There's no room at the inn. We all know the story. So now she has to sleep in a barn, basically, and then she goes into labor with none of her family members around. Talk about a life change. Life changes sometimes, but there's a lot that we can learn from when life changes, because we can see just in this story alone, the Christmas story, if you look at it, everybody's life gets changed. Everybody's does. Mary and Joseph, we just talked about, you know, their life is changed dramatically. We talked last week about King Herod. His life changed dramatically. He'd been appointed by the Roman Empire to be the king of the Jews, but yet he wasn't a Jew. And so it made him paranoid, and he was a control freak. I told you last week that he was so paranoid that his power would be pulled from him that he killed his wife. He killed his mom. I mean, come on. That's terrible. I mean, it's all terrible, but that's really terrible. He killed his two sons. He killed everybody around him. And then when he heard the king of the Jews had actually been born, he decided to kill all the male children in the area. He was berserk. He was paranoid. And then we see the religious leaders. They had been praying and they had been hearing for years and years and years the prophecy that the Messiah was coming. But they weren't looking for a baby. They weren't looking for a spiritual savior. They were looking for a political savior. They were looking for someone to come in and overthrow the Roman Empire. They were looking for someone to rise to leadership immediately and change the way that they were living. And then they hear a baby's been born. They're probably like, what is that going to do? It changed their plan. They had a plan. They said, nope. The Messiah is going to come. He's going to take over the Roman Empire, and he's going to be the king of the Jews. He's going to rule politically. We need to make sure that we're not looking for something political to change our life and let Jesus change our life. Amen? And so then we have the shepherds. They're out just stargazing, watching the sheep, and then boom, their lives change. Their plans change. And so we can look at 2017 and say, you know what? I've had some good changes, I've had unexpected changes, but I've had changes. But here's the really great news. God sees 2018. Amen? God sees 2018. And here's even better news. God saw 2017. God has a perspective that we don't have. God sees ahead, he sees behind, he sees all things. And so when changes happen, and let me just be clear, all change that happens is not God's will. It's not God's will. Here's a great way, and people say, I don't know if it was God or the enemy. Well, the Bible says in John 10:10 that Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. It says the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And so we can ask ourselves, did this steal from me? Did it try to destroy me? Did it kill, or did it try to kill me? If it did, it's not from God. Amen. God's not in that. But if it gives life, God's in that. Amen. Amen? And so everything that happens is not God's plan. But here's the thing. Everything that happens, God can work with. Amen. God can take messes and turn them into messages. Amen. Everything that happens, God can take and say, "Woo, you got yourself into a mess." But he'll still come in and help you. Amen. God can look at things and say, "Woo, boy," because bad things happen. How many know bad things happen? You know, if you don't know bad things happen, hello, open your eyes. Bad things happen because we make mistakes. We make wrong choices. We try to do our own plan. Bad things happen. Bad things happen because we live in a fallen world and there is evil in this world and it produces bad things. And so bad things happen for different reasons. But at the end of every bad thing, we can say, but God. Amen. But God, Ephesians says, but God, who is rich in mercy. Oh, aren't you glad God is rich in mercy? Aren't you glad that no matter how we got to the change that we're in, no matter how we got to the pit, maybe you feel like you're in, I always say whether you got pushed or you jumped, it doesn't matter. Amen? Doesn't matter if you jumped in or doesn't matter if you got pushed in. Doesn't matter how you got there, God will pull you out of there. Amen? Because God is rich in mercy. And mercy is God giving me what I need, not what I deserve. Amen? And so I'm getting off track here. Let me get back to my notes here. The Bible says this. It says, I'm going to read out of a couple of different translations today. And I always say, you know, it's great to read out of other translations, but you got to stay true to that King James Version. Amen? That's the most literal translation of the Bible, according to most scholars, that King James Version. But sometimes we can read that and we can read another version. It kind of brings light to it. It just helps me see it more clearly. Amen? And so the Bible tells me, it says, you can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. You know, God's going to get his work done whether you're in on it or not. Amen. He's going to get done what needs to be done whether you're in on it or not. And so when we think about when plans change, one of the things we need to see is when plans change, give God your attention. No matter what the change is, no matter what has happened, give God your attention. Because we have a tendency when things change to give the event all the attention, to give the change all the attention. We need to make sure that when plans change, whether it's a good change or a not so good change, whether it's an expected change or an unexpected change, when plans change, give your attention to the Lord. Amen. Amen? When plans change, pay attention to God. Because he's the one that's going to lead you through that change. Amen? You know, with Mary and Joseph, God's plan for Mary and Joseph was so incredible. It was so awesome. Really, it was ridiculously unbelievable. If you think about it. Sometimes we read the events of the Bible and we forget these are real people. We forget that they're just like you and me. There's something different about them that we don't have. They were imperfect individuals just like you and I are. They had emotions and feelings just like you and I do. They had failures and success just like you and I do. And so when we read these things, we need to remember this is a real person. And so with Mary and Joseph, you know, we got to remember that these two, they just wanted to get married. They just want to get married and have a family and be like everybody else. But God had a bigger plan. See, sometimes God changes your plans. Sometimes you could be like, this is where I'm headed and I got my life figured out and this is what's going to happen. And then God comes in with a whisper, with a whisper. You know, I've told this story many times, but it bears repeating. I'll never forget. I was young and just, you know, the enemy can convince you your life is over because of failures that you have. And I had just made some really huge mistakes. Mistakes that completely disqualified me from any position in ministry. Completely. And we won't go into those. But trust me when I tell you. And I remember thinking, well, this is what I'm going to do. I was in management. I had a great job. I had lots of promotions. And I remember standing in the front of, I just got promoted again. And I remember standing in the front of the place and just standing there. And I was looking out over the thing. And, you know, people were real excited for me. They're like, oh, it's so exciting, you know, good for you, blah, blah, blah. And I remember standing there. And then just as I was standing there, I heard the voice of God. Whether it was audible, I don't know, but to me, it seemed it. And I heard God's voice, and he said these words to me. He said, this is not your place. This is not your place. And as I stood there and I looked around, it was kind of like veils got lifted off my eyes. And I was like, okay. God, you got a plan. And it seemed ridiculous. Sometimes God's plans do seem ridiculous because we're looking at them through our own strengths. We're looking at them through our own ideas. You know, I'm sure if with Mary and Joseph, there had to be times because they're people just like you and me. There had to be times where Joseph was like, I don't know. I don't know about this. There had to be times when Mary was like, man, is this going to be worth it? Because God changed their life so dramatically. What they thought was going to be their future, God changed it. Amen? And when God changes our ideas, you know, the Bible says this, that there is a path before each person that seems right. That seems right. Here it says, but it ends in death. Listen, God's plans always end in life. They always end in that dream on the inside of you being ignited again. It always ends with life coming back to those dead dreams that maybe you had. Because I'll tell you what, when I was standing on the front end of that store, looking out, thinking the dream of ministry on the inside of me was dead. It was dead. But God's plan brings life to us. Amen? God's plan is always better. It's always better. You know, how many of us have ever made a decision? We're like, I'm going to marry this person. I'm going to get in this relationship. I'm going to do this deal. I'm going to start this business. I'm going to buy this house. I'm going to do all this. And it turned out to be totally not the right thing. You know, we've probably all been there. The thing about it is, how does that happen? We got to make sure that we're listening. We got to make sure we're listening to the voice of God. And that's something that's just been being hammered home through the casting call, through the messages. Let's listen for the voice of God. But when everything is on, we can't hear. We got our frequencies are jammed. God's trying to get through, but we got the phone going. We got the music going. We got this going. We got our mouth going. When's the last time we just sat and said, Lord, what do you got to say? What do you got to say? And then made sure that we were listening from here, because that's where our spirit man is, and not from here. Amen? The enemy will try, in our flesh and our own ideas, will try to put all kinds of ideas in our head. But God doesn't speak to us from the outside in. God speaks to us from the inside. Amen? Our spirit, connected to the Holy Spirit, is how we hear. And through his word, I encourage you, get your calendar out. Write a date. Lord, I'm going to spend time with you this minute, this time, this day. And I just want to hear your voice because I want my plans to be God's plans. Amen? When God changes your plans, it means he's got a better plan. Amen? God's got a better plan. You might be in a place in life where you're like, this is not looking like I thought it was going to look. But you know what? You got to trust the Lord. Mary had to trust God. She had to trust God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, we all know this scripture. It says, I know what I am planning for you, says the Lord. I have good plans. How many like a good plan? I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. And I will give you hope and a good future. As we go into 2018, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, none of us know what's going to happen, but we do know that God's got a good plan. Amen. How many remember that show it used to be on years ago when I was a kid? We used to watch it, The A-Team. Right? What did the guy say? He would say, I love when a plan comes together, right? I love when the plan of God comes together, amen? And sometimes you can't see, we can't see the plan. And you know, those of us who are planners, we're like, Lord, I need to know, I need to know, I need to know. And the Bible says, just take one step. He says, your steps are ordered by the Lord, amen? He said, I'll be a light for your steps. But we got to take the step. But some of us were like, I'm not moving until I hear your voice. And God's saying, just take a step. Just take a step in trust. Knowing that God's plan is a good plan. Amen? God's plan is a good plan. Doesn't mean it's a comfortable plan.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Doesn't mean it's comfortable. Listen, a lot of times the things God has you step into are very uncomfortable. Or the things God has you stay in are very uncomfortable. Just because something is uncomfortable doesn't mean it's God. He never said you'd be comfortable. He said he would comfort you. Amen. But he never said the place you're in is going to always be comfortable. Right? And so when we're talking about these plans, and you know, we think about that God has this great plan for us. He said, I've got a plan for you, a good plan for you. I don't know about you, but that gives me peace. It gives me peace. And you know what? A lot of times we read the scripture in Jeremiah and we think, oh, that's great. That's nice. But here's the thing we don't know. If you read the backstory, if you read where the people were when God spoke this word to them, they had just come through famine. They had just come through drought. They were in the worst time of their life. And here comes God and he says to the prophet Jeremiah, hey, I got a good plan for you. I have plans to prosper you, not to hurt you. And so you might feel like that this, you know, because December brings a lot of emotions, brings a lot of baggage. You know, a lot of people in this room, you got baggage because of the dread you feel to having to spend time with family. You know, that's real. That's real. And you're sitting here saying, man, there is nothing good coming. God says there is good coming. Amen. God said he's got a good plan, but we got to make sure that we hear his plan. Make a date with God. Make a date with God to sit and say, Lord, I want to know the plan. I want to hear your voice. I don't want to have my own plan. I don't want to get caught up in being comfortable. I want the plan of God. God's probably not going to send you an angel. I'm just going to tell you that right now. God's not going to, he did that for Mary, but that was a pretty big change, right? He's probably not going to do that for you. Maybe he is. I don't know. I don't want to rule it out, but I would doubt it. But you know how God's going to lead you? He's going to lead you through his word, and he's going to lead you through that still, small voice that comes from here, not here. This tries to figure everything out. Can you imagine Mary trying to figure everything out? There's no way that she could. There's no way. This can't get in the way of the plan. We want to use wisdom and all that, and that's great. But you know what? Wisdom with the voice of God. We want to hear it. Listen, plans change. And with Mary and Joseph, man, their life changed. But you know, the Bible says this, no one has ever seen or heard or even imagined what wonderful things God has prepared for those who love him. You can't even imagine how good life is going to be. You can't, it's impossible for our minds. They're too small to imagine. How many of us, we can look back maybe 20, 30 years ago and look forward to where we are now and say, man, I couldn't have imagined that. I couldn't have even imagined that. I know that's true for me. When I was standing there and I took that first step of telling my parents, I'm quitting. My dad's head spun around a couple of times. What? Because, you know, your parents, they want security for you. They want security. They want, you know, just because somebody else doesn't get the plan doesn't mean it's not God's plan. Amen. Amen. Be careful who you tell your plans to. Amen. Let's learn that lesson from Joseph, right? Be careful who you tell your plans to. But just because somebody doesn't get them doesn't mean it's not God's plan. And so when we decide, Lord, I want to hear your plan. I want to be where you are, because I look back now and I couldn't have imagined that I would be right here today. I'm so thankful for the mercy of God. I'm so thankful that he doesn't give us what we deserve. I'm so thankful that we don't disqualify ourselves, that God qualifies us. Amen? I'm so thankful to the Lord. I couldn't have imagined the good things that God had for me. But you know what? You might be standing on whatever side you're standing on with where you are. You got to trust God. You got to trust God's plan. You got to honor the word. You got to honor the word. Honor what God has for us. You know, when we look at things and he says, no one has ever seen or even heard or even imagined what wonderful things God has prepared. God's got a lot of stuff prepared for you, but you got to trust him. You know, I love, and this isn't on the PowerPoint. I threw it in after I sent it to the guys. But in Luke chapter 1, verse number 45, it's talking about Mary. And it says, this is right after she heard what the angel had said. It's after John the Baptist had been born. And it says this, you are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said. Amen. Isn't that so good? It says, you are blessed. It's Luke chapter 1, verse number 45. You are blessed because you believed that God would do what he said. That's trust. That's faith. You know, we see in Hebrews 11, 6, you know, we know what the word says. It says that we have to have faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. You may be sitting here, you may say, I don't know how things are going to work out. I don't know. Mary probably in that moment thought, I don't know how things are going to work out. I don't know how things are going to work out. I mean, just think of it just physically. She probably thought, I have no idea how this is going to work out. But I believe God will do what he said. And because of that, she was blessed. Because of that. And so wherever you're at right now, we just need to stop and say, you know what, Lord? I believe you're going to do what you said you'd do. You said you'd pull me out of the pit. I believe it. You said I'd have favor with man. I believe it. You said you'd make a crooked path straight. I believe it. You said you'd bring river to a dry land. I believe it. You said you'd put a table before me in front of my enemies. I believe it. You said you'd get me out of this mess. I believe it. Amen. You said you'd provide for me. I believe it. You said you'd mend my broken heart. I believe it. You said you'd encourage me. I believe it. Amen. You are blessed because you believe that God will do what he said. What he said. God's going to do what he said. Amen. You got God's word on it. But don't get off the path. Because you know where God does what he says? In the place you're supposed to be.
Hello.
You got to be in the place you're supposed to be. You know, Pastor Angel stopped by the other day and we were talking in my office and he reminded me of a illustration that we did years ago. He said he never forgot it. And I just now thought of it. Next service, we'll get the umbrella. You know, we pulled out this big giant umbrella. We got this big, you know, golf umbrellas, right? They're huge. We've got this big giant umbrella. And the illustration was, when you stand under the umbrella, you're protected. You're where God told you to be. But when you get out from under the umbrella, that's when you start getting hit by stuff and you don't have that same protection. We know the prodigal son, when he was at home, there was no famine. There was no famine. There was no lack. But the Bible says when he went to that land, there was great famine in that land. But then when he went back home, no famine. They had a fat calf to kill. They had a party to have, right? Listen to the plan of God. Listen to the voice of God. Follow the word of God. Amen. God will lead you. The Bible says in Psalms 32, verse number 8, God will lead you on the best pathway for your life. The best pathway. And on that pathway is what you're looking for. It's not going to be found anywhere else. It's not found in comfort. It's not found in people. It's not found in our ideas. It's found on the path and the plan that God has for you. That's where it's found. Is that an easy path? Not necessarily. But is it the right path? You say, well, how do I know if it's the right path? You listen and you obey. You listen and you obey. Lord, I want to be like we sang today. Lord, I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I want to be. Let's get prepared now for next year. Amen. Because this is a hard time for a lot of people. Let's be compassionate to people that are having a hard time. But let's be encouraging to people that are having a hard time. Listen, this might be where you are today, but God says he's got plans for you. Amen. And you may not be able to see them now, but you got to trust him. And the only way to get to that plan is to follow his plan. Amen. That's the only way. So maybe things have changed and things are different, and maybe there's loss at our tables this year. Maybe we're going to be missing some people that we love and we care about. Maybe our families are fractured, and Christmas is a difficult time with the tradition side of it, the traditional family dinner and all that. That's hard. But let's keep focusing on Jesus. When plans change, give your attention to God. Amen. When plans change, give your attention to God. And let's just close with this last verse. The Bible says, today a Savior has been born for you. Today, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Because God sent you a Savior. So that whatever mess we got ourselves into or got pushed into, we have a Savior. Amen? For no matter where we've been or what we've done, we have a Savior. No matter what sin maybe that we've committed, and maybe the enemy's telling you, oh, this is a doozy. This is a doozy. God sent a Savior. Amen? And he sent him for you. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Because the greatest gift ever given was given at Christmas. Amen. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. So no matter where we're at on the celebration scale, maybe you're like that movie Elf with Will Ferrell, and he's just so filled with Christmas cheer and joy. Maybe you're that person. Or maybe you're the person that's just totally annoyed by that person, right? You're just like, please, please. You just want to be like, right? No matter where you're at, you're here. God is right there with you. Plans change. Families change. You know, there are families that were together last year that won't be this year. Families change. Life changes. When change happens, don't focus on the event. Focus on God. He'll straighten out the event. As long as you keep your focus on him, he'll pull you right through it. And change sometimes can be hard, and change sometimes can be exciting. It's all kind of different change. All kind, but it seems a lot of it happens right about now. And I look back on, you know, I keep all my messages, and I look back, and I taught on this last year too, in a different way. Because change is hard. But you know what? God is in change. And if you trust him, no matter where you're at today, this time next year, you can be at a different place. Amen. And maybe my prayer for you is maybe 30 years down the road, actually about 26, 27 years down the road, you can look back to a moment and say, man, I never would have dreamed I'd be here. But God. Amen. No matter what's going on, just look at it and say, you may think you have me. You may think you're dragging me down, but God. Amen. God has a plan for me. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place today. And Lord, I thank you that you are with us. You may not be the author of every change. You're not the author. You don't instigate every change. Some you do and some you don't. But you are the author of the plan for our life. And Father, I just, my prayer for every one of us here is that we would get on the path that you have for us. The Lord, that we would hear your voice so clearly. And we would follow your word so obediently that no matter where we're at today, the Lord, we will trust that with each step, we have your word that says you have something so great for us. You have such joy for us that we can't even imagine it. You have so much healing for us, we can't even imagine it. You have so much comfort for us, we can't even imagine how great and how good it is. Lord, don't let us fall for counterfeit. Don't let us fall for comfort. But Lord, help us to keep our focus on you. Oh, that's our prayer today, Lord. Let us focus on you. And maybe you're here today and maybe you're a seeker. You're just here, it's Christmas time, and so it's, you just figure you gotta go to church, or maybe somebody brought you here, and you're looking to see if, you know, who God is and what he's all about. And that's not a bad thing. The wise men, the Bible says the wise men sought God. And so you're wise to seek God. Or maybe you're here today and you've just stumbled. Like I was just such a stumbler for so many years. I just stumbled in and out of the plan of God, stumbled in and out of church, in and out of relationship. Doesn't matter where you're at. What matters is you're here today. And God has a plan for your life, a plan of forgiveness, restoration, and direction. And so if you're here today and you say, you know what, I've never given my heart to Jesus. I want to open up my life and say, Jesus, come into my life. Be my Savior. I learned today that today a Savior has been born for you, for me. And I want what Jesus has to offer. He has forgiveness. He has rich mercy for you. He has love that will fill you like nothing or no one ever has. That's Jesus. But he's not a forcer. God is not a forcer. He's a filler. And so when you open your heart up to him, he fills it. But only you can open your heart to him. So if you're here today with nobody looking around, you say, I want to open my heart to Jesus. I want to open my life to God. If that's you, just raise your hand big and tall and say, that's me. I'm not going to call you down. I see your hand. I'm not going to call you down or embarrass you in any way. This is between you and the Lord. But this right here is a moment of commitment where you say, yes, Father, see my hand because I'm opening my life to you. Anybody else want to join this gentleman? Anybody else? Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Let's all say this prayer together. Say, Father God, I open my heart to you today. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came, that he died, that he rose again, all for me. And I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior today. I ask him to fill my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Isn't God so good? He's so good. You know, I would just invite the people who raised their hand today, don't leave here without coming down and letting us put a gift in your hand. We just want to Say, hey, welcome to the family. We don't like to embarrass anybody. I know sometimes we're shy. I know I was like that. It took me forever to walk down the aisle because I was too shy. And so we want to meet you where you are. And so after service, there's people down here. They'd love to pray for you. Or maybe you're here today and you've got sickness in your body. Or you need somebody to hug you and say, hey, I need prayer. Anybody like that? I need prayer. That's what the prayer team's for. Come down. Don't leave here today without getting what you need. Amen. And when plans change, give your attention to the Lord. Amen. We're going to receive our offering.